This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Valenti Show with Rico. I am Stoney in for Mike this week, 248-539-9797. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for football today, but a different variation. Yes, it's my mock draft 2.0. Mock draft 1.0 is on the morning show on Friday, so I made some changes for our 2.0. Here we go, Rico. As expected, the Titans will take Miami quarterback Cam Ward.
Okay. Saw that.
Okay. The Browns. It's one or two guys, and I changed up from 1.0. I'm going for 2.0. I'm going with Travis Hunter, defensive back, wide receiver, Colorado. I kind of thought Abdul Carter would fit in the Jim Schwartz no blitz defense, which he would, no matter. I don't think they can lose in either situation, but this way they pick up a guy who can play two positions. So. With the third pick, Mike Valenti's New York Giants select Abdul Carter. Now, you might sit there, well, what do they need him for? They got Brian Burns. They got Thibodeau. You go for the best player available in that position. I know they need a quarterback, but they're not taking Shador Sanders three. Maybe a trade down eventually, but whatever.
So, wait, let me get this. So, Travis Hunter over him, over Abdul Carter.
For the Browns, yeah.
You know what? That is a pure Cleveland move.
Yeah, exactly. That's not what I would do.
That is one of those.
That's not what I would do.
You will regret this. This is, I'm not saying it's going to be, it's almost like the Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan mm-hmm. type of thing. Where mm-hmm.
Really? Well, let the Browns be the Browns.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So with the fourth pick, the New England Patriots, most people have them going for offensive line. I've changed. They're going Mason Graham. Mason Graham seems to be a Mike Vrabel type of player. He fits perfectly with that whole Patriot crap that they do, more than an offensive lineman. Give me Mason Graham.
I think that's the first surprise, because I do expect offensive linemen
yes.
for the Patriots.
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Okay, but it fits, and it, at least that makes sense.
It does, because they need D-line too.
When you, I hate to enter, when you have to figure out what position that he's going to play, that's not what I want for the second overall pick.
I get it. I understand. Now, the Jaguars are just so pissed off. They wanted Mason Graham. They said, we'll take the best player available. We need help when our defense blows. We're going to take Jalen Walker, the edge from Georgia. I mean, they already have a Walker from Georgia, but they take another one too.
Okay.
With the sixth pick, the Vegas Raiders, they want to go Vegas. They're taking Ashton Jeanty, running back, Boise State. And I wouldn't take a running back that high, but they're the Raiders. They do things that are weird.
And I know you're looking, Rico. I think that's the lock of the draft so far. They really love Jeanty. Mm. They should not do it, mm-hmm. okay. but they love him.
But here's the thing that I've learned about the draft. Outside of the number one overall pick, a lot of times the one that you just, this is that guy.
Right.
And then we're going to take this guy
right.
instead.
Exactly. All right, seven, Aaron Glenn's New York Jets will say, thank you very much. We'll take offensive tackle Will Campbell from LSU. They need an offensive line badly.
See, you know what? This one I'm going to disagree with only because it's Aaron Glenn. I think he's going to want defense.
Okay.
That got him the job in New York. And it's one of those, I'm going to just draft to my strength.
But the team that he came from was built on the offensive line.
True.
So that's part of it, too.
True, but if you have a good defense, your mm-hmm. offense could be the Jets, and you can still you become the Steelers.
Yes.
Good defense, mediocre offense.
Eighth pick in the draft, the team that gave up the most points in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers, take a chance that he'll be healthy and in right frame of mind, Michigan cornerback Will Johnson.
Okay. This is my first real disagreement.
And that was David? Okay. That was not me.
Okay. Correct. This is my first real disagreement because they need someone to come off the edge for them.
Okay. And that's fair enough.
Mike Green's on the board here. That's what I would have done.
Okay.
I think they will do that, but I don't know. Johnson, that's high, man.
It is. Will Johnson has the potential of being a lockdown corner, but I think people don't realize taking a corner before you take a defensive lineman is the biggest. It's putting the cart before the horse. It's like, no, because with a better defensive line, your secondary is so much better.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. The Saints, they have to do this. I don't think they might have wanted to have done it anyway, but with Derek Carr, his injury situation, they're going to they'll roll the dice with Shador.
Oh, yeah. He's going to wear the sunglasses. Mm. He's going to be down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson's first pick, a toy.
Let me guess. Oh, I was going to say, he's going running back.
No.
Oh?
But you're close. Tyler Warren, Penn State.
You know what? Makes sense.
With the 11th pick.
Don't screw this up, Stoney.
Your San Francisco 49ers.
Stoney, I will be doing this show until 6 by myself if you get this wrong.
Okay, well, I guess I'm out of here. But your great offensive lineman is near the end of his career. The 49ers select Missouri offensive tackle Armin Membu.
Okay.
All right.
I would rather a defensive lineman.
But with Williams' situation.
I can live with that. Okay. I think he only gave up, what, one sack all of last year?
Yeah.
Playing for Missouri. I get it. You played in the SEC. You gave up one. Yes, I can live with that. I would have rather a rush edge to pair up with Bosa.
Okay, I get that too. With the 12th pick, ding, 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 we have a trade. The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 12th pick in the first round to the Los Angeles Chargers. And in turn, the Cowboys get pick 86, 125, and a 2026 second-round pick. And Jim Harbaugh gets his tight end, Colston Loveland. He started freaking out when Tyler Warren was taken. And he didn't want to take a chance because he knows the Colts also want a tight end big time. So Harbaugh trades up. 13, the Miami Dolphins, with tons of need, especially defensively, especially since today we find out they want to get rid of Jalen Ramsey. They go for... It's a roll of the dice here because he was a combine warrior, very athletic. The safety from South Carolina, Nick Emmanuori.
Okay. I think he's going to be that one feast or famine type. Mm-hmm. But it's always that one guy that if you got it right, man, future Hall of Famer. If not, yeah, it's why we don't get this.
Okay, 14, the Colts. They need offensive lineman Tyler Booker, guard from Alabama. 15, the Falcons. Go Mike Green. That is the one everybody wanted, the edge rusher from Marshall. Okay. At 16.
That's a good pick for Atlanta.
Yes.
Now,
you don't know if he's going to be there.
But the problem with Atlanta's got a team full of players. They just don't have a coach who knows what the hell he's doing.
I know, right?
I mean, if you really look at Atlanta's roster, you're like, how are they struggling? Yeah, you had a coach who had all of these receivers and tight ends and said, I'm going to run the ball. Wait, then you got Bijan. I don't want to use him. He's going to be a decoy. And that's why you're fired.
At 16, I mean, the Cardinals head coach is defensive-minded, Jonathan Gannon, but he sees his quarterback needs help. Marvin Harrison could use a playmate, and it's Tatero McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona.
Okay, he's the number one wide receiver coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't even use your other receiver in Marvin Harrison, so okay. I get it. Doesn't make sense to me, but okay. I see where you're going with that.
At 17, the Cincinnati Bengals, they need defense. Who knows about Hendrickson? So they go edge rusher Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. Now, he has questions.
Oh, he's got a ton of questions because You know what? He's the combine warrior. He puts up fantastic numbers in the underwear Olympics.
Yeah.
But his productivity on the field, 1.5 sacks. Is he really that good, or does he just look great in T-shirt and shorts?
Yeah. They say his tape looks really good, except for actually
no productivity.
Making the sack.
He can't get to the quarterback. Right. So, yeah.
And at 18, the Seattle Seahawks, who've gotten rid of Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, they go need wide receiver from Ohio State, Emeka Egbuka.
Wow. I don't ever think I've seen him drafted this high. I thought he was like a second round wide receiver.
I've seen mostly later in the first round. But okay. There's only one other receiver that I would consider, and I think that it's a major need for the Seattle Seahawks and Sam Darnold. Okay. All right, we will have the rest of the first round coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket.